Nanoships. There are several other ways in which we might be able to reach the stars via more advanced, unproven technologies that border on science fiction. One promising proposal is to use unmanned probes based on nanotechnology. Throughout this discussion, I have assumed that starships need to be monstrous devices consuming vast amounts of energy, capable of taking a large crew of human beings to the stars, similar to the Starship Enterprise on Star Trek. But a more likely avenue might be initially to send miniature unmanned probes to the distant stars at near the speed of light. As we mentioned earlier, in the future, with nanotechnology, it should be possible to create tiny spacecraft that exploit the power of atomic and molecular size machines. For example, ions, because they are so light, can easily be accelerated to near the speed of light with ordinary voltages found in the laboratory. Instead of requiring huge booster rockets, they might be sent into space at near the speed of light using powerful electromagnetic fields. This means that if a nanobot were ionized and placed within an electric field, it could effortlessly be boosted to near light speed. The nanobot would then coast its way to the stars, since there is no friction in space. In this way, many of the problems plaguing large starships are immediately solved. Unmanned intelligent nanobot spaceships might be able to reach nearby star systems at a mere fraction of the cost of building and launching a huge starship carrying a human crew. Such nanoships could be used to reach nearby stars or, as Gerald Nordley, a retired Air Force astronautical engineer, has suggested, to push against a solar sail in order to propel it through space. Nordley says, "With a constellation of pinhead-sized spacecraft flying in formation and communicating with themselves, you could practically push them with a flashlight." But there are challenges with nanostarships. They might be deflected by passing electric and magnetic fields in outer space. To counteract these forces, one would need to accelerate the nanoships to very high voltages on the Earth, so they would not be easily deflected. Second, we might have to send a swarm of millions of these nanobot starships to guarantee that a handful would actually make it to their destination. Sending a swarm of starships to explore the nearest stars might seem extravagant, but such starships would be cheap and could be mass-produced by the billions, so that only a tiny fraction of them would have to reach their target. What might these nanoships look like? Dan Golden, former head of NASA, envisioned a fleet of Coke can-sized spacecraft. Others have talked about starships the size of needles. The Pentagon has been looking into the possibility of developing smart dust, dust-sized particles that have tiny sensors inside that can be sprayed over a battlefield to give commanders real-time information. In the future, it is conceivable that smart dust might be sent to the nearby stars. Dust-sized nanobots would have their circuitry made by the same etching techniques used in the semiconductor industry, which can create components as small as 30 nanometers or roughly 150 atoms across. These nanobots could be launched from the moon by railguns or even by particle accelerators, which regularly send subatomic particles to near light speed. These devices would be so cheap to make that millions of them could be launched into space. Once they reached a nearby star system, the nanobots could land on a desolate moon. Because of the moon's low gravity, a nanobot would be able to land and take off with ease. And with a stable environment such as a moon would provide, it would make an ideal base of operations. The nanobot could build a nanofactory, using the minerals found on the moon, to create a powerful radio station that could beam information back to Earth. Or the nanofactory could be designed to create millions of copies of itself, to explore the solar system and venture off to other nearby stars, repeating the process. Because these ships would be robotic, there would be no need for a return voyage home once they've radioed back their information. The nanobot I've just described is sometimes called a von Neumann probe, named after the famed mathematician John von Neumann, who worked out the mathematics of self-replicating Turing machines. In principle, such self-replicating nanobot spaceships might be able to explore the entire galaxy, not just the nearby stars. Eventually, there could be a sphere of trillions of these robots, multiplying exponentially as it grows in size, expanding at nearly the speed of light. The nanobots inside this expanding sphere could colonize the entire galaxy within a few hundred thousand years. One electrical engineer who takes the idea of nanoships very seriously is Brian Gilchrist of the University of Michigan. He recently received a $500,000 grant from NASA's Institute for Advanced Concepts to explore the idea of building nanoships with engines no bigger than a bacterium. He envisions using the same etching technology used in the semiconductor industry to create a fleet of several million nanoships that will propel themselves by ejecting tiny nanoparticles that are only tens of nanometers across. These nanoparticles would be energized by passing through an electric field, just as in an ion engine. Since each nanoparticle weighs thousands of times more than an ion, the engines would pack much more thrust than a typical ion engine. Thus, the nanoship engines would have the same advantages as an ion engine, except they would have much more thrust. Gilchrist has already begun etching some of the parts for these nanoships. So far, he can pack 10,000 individual thrusters on a single silicon chip that measures 1 centimeter across. Initially, he envisions sending his fleet of nanoships throughout the solar system to test their efficiency. But eventually, these nanoships might be part of the first fleet to reach the stars. Gilchrist's proposal is one of several futuristic proposals being considered by NASA. After several decades of inactivity, NASA has recently given some serious thought to various proposals for interstellar travel, proposals that range from the credible to the fantastic. Since the early 1990s, NASA has hosted the annual Advanced Space Propulsion Research Workshop, during which these technologies have been picked apart by teams of serious engineers and physicists. Even more ambitious is the Breakthrough Propulsion Physics Program, which has explored the mysterious world of quantum physics in relation to interstellar travel. Although there is no consensus, much of their activity has focused on the frontrunners, the laser sail, and various versions of fusion rockets. Given the slow but steady advances in spaceship design, it is reasonable to assume that the first unmanned probe of some sort might be sent to the nearby stars perhaps later in this century or early in the next century, making it a Class 1 impossibility. But perhaps the most powerful design for a starship involves the use of antimatter. Although it sounds like science fiction, antimatter has already been created on the Earth and may one day provide the most promising design yet for a workable manned starship.